WOLB Baltimore and WERQ FM HD3 Baltimore, an Urban One radio station, minority controlled
and operated and serving the African American community for over 40 years.
The views and opinions of the guest and host you hear on 1010 WOLB
are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Radio One, its sponsors, or advertisers.
Eat up, little seagull, on a marble stand. Trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city.
And you're listening to another edition of the Coach's Corner featuring T.J. Smith with yours truly, Coach Butch McAdams. And folks, as always, we have a hot show for you. We'll let you know when we're going to the lines. We want to hear from first-time callers. We want to hear from infrequent callers. And that number is 410-481-1010. But now let me tell you about the businesses that make this show possible. And let's start off with J&W Brown. J&W Brown is a general contracting. It is a licensed, full-service home improvement contractor servicing all, I repeat, all of your home improvement renovations, interior, exterior. Now, if you need their service, and I would highly recommend if you are in the interest field of home improvement, write this number down, 410-728-5000. Again, 410-728-5000. That's the number to J.W. Brown General Contracting. And as I stated, they are servicing all of your home improvement needs, interior and exterior. And a step forward, it is a residential treatment services dealing with mental health, substance abuse, and they've been around for well over 20 years. Their goal is to return our communities, men and women who have hope and a future. Now, that number is 410-462-6001. 410-462-6001. And as for Dr. Campbell, again, that's a step forward. And Shooting for Peace, it's a grassroots nonprofit. They are in the trenches doing some really good things using Christian principles, and they do summer camps, after-school programs, as well as one-day sports clinics. T.J. Smith, my brother, good afternoon. It is a lot to chop up, and as we always do with the rundown, let's hit the ground running. But if you don't mind, let me start off just for maybe 30 seconds on some positive information. Is that okay, TJ?
It's always okay. Good afternoon to you, Coach, and everybody listening.
Well, the positive, I mean, look, I don't care about it, but it's positive to a lot of the listeners. How about the Orioles, man?
Oh, man.
The hottest team in Major League Baseball. They've won, what, 8 in a row now?
They've won 8 in a row, and ironically, I can tie this back into the city. If you build it, they will come. If you build a winning team, they will come. 32,000 people packed the ballpark yesterday. Largest crowd of the season outside of probably opening day. Yep,
they were. Yeah, absolutely. And look, this is what year, probably year 3 or 4 and a total rebuilding process. And it's painful because as a Nationals fan, they're going through that now. I mean, look, we can savor 3 years ago winning a World Series, but boy, they have the worst team in baseball now. But they're doing what the Orioles did. And if you draft right and sign some free agents here or there, you can be in contention. Now,
yeah.
I still don't believe they'll finish 500 this year, but they'll be close to it. But if you're an Oreo fan, you've got to be happy because you can definitely see a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not the train. Now, let's get to reality now.
Mm.
I got to start off, and I'm 6'3", but I'm going to stand on a soapbox anyway, y'all. Why does your mayor in Baltimore City, Brandon Scott, why does he allow the squeegees to be on the street? Why?
Oh, man, oh, man. Coach.
Look, Mayor Scott, if you're listening or if any of your subordinates are listening, it's not that you don't know what to do. You don't want it. You believe that it's the right thing. It's not the right thing. Now, it's the right thing, in my opinion, to support the young people, to have alternative options for employment. But squeegeeing?
Mm-hmm.
And don't call them workers. That is not a damn job. And so if I'm wrong, TJ, in my assessment that the mayor certainly knows what to do but doesn't want to do it, then hey, mayor, pick up the phone and call Muriel Bowser. I'm sure you know her. And if you don't, I'll hook you up with her. Or go to Prince George's County or Montgomery County. TJ, you visit the surrounding jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
When the last time you were approached by a squeegee in D.C. or Prince George's or Montgomery?
I was in D.C. yesterday, spent the entire day, had brunch and dinner in D.C. and didn't encounter any. And look, Coach, this is obviously a long-term problem that no one wants to address with a solution, viable solutions. There are opportunities there. But we've moved on from the squeegee entrepreneur world to the squeegee worker world. And entrepreneurship is coming up with an idea or streamlining something that is not already offered. You know, we're cheating these young men. And, you know, I was attacked last week by a lot of the completely left progressives because they stopped at the sentence of, this squeegeeing has to stop. They didn't listen to anything else I had to say. That's their agenda. That's all they want to do. I mean, it told me so much. I didn't like little black boys. I didn't want to help little black boys.
That's a bunch of garbage. I dare y'all call up here and say some of that. I dare you call up.
And we know it's nonsense, Coach. But what are we teaching little young black? Secondly, why are we okay with little young black boys running through lanes of traffic? We're condemning the man who shouldn't have gotten out of his vehicle.
Yes.
But we're condemning him for running through lanes of traffic. But we're okay with the little black boys running through lanes of traffic.
Listen, if you are a voter in Baltimore City, you need to be on the phone calling City Hall demanding Mayor Brandon Scott put a stop immediately. Look, I don't like being the prophet of doom, but anybody who listened to the morning show knew that I predicted this, unfortunately, years ago, that if they didn't get these young people or individuals off the street doing what they're doing, that something tragic would occur. And guess what? God forbid, if you don't get them off the street, something worse will happen.
Hey, Coach, this is something that's been going on, and no one wants to make the tough, hard decision of saying no. And by saying no, it doesn't mean you're racist. Doesn't mean you don't care. It actually could mean you want better and you want accountability. I know accountability has turned into a racist word for some, but I put forth a plan a couple of years ago. I actually put it on my Facebook page this weekend for people. Listen to 2 minutes of me just talking about what we can do, a bridge to dignity. And here's the failure in government that I see. If we can sit and come out of our mouths and say this group of people, a couple hundred of them, have these problems, and we're doing nothing to address it. When we have ARPA funds, when we have all kinds of different opportunities to attach them to, then we have failed as a government. The resources are there. The finances are there. But we don't want to tell them no. We don't want to tell them no.
Do you really believe that Mayor Scott thinks that this is the right thing, that he's doing the right thing by these individuals, by allowing them? Because somebody needs to call him and tell him what he's doing is harming the commerce, the business in the city, especially downtown Baltimore.
And Coach, it's not even just that. It's the people themselves. That is a dead end job. You know, we don't want to call anything a dead end job. That's a dead end job. It's a hustle. And
it's not a job. It's a hustle. Okay, it's a hustle.
Exactly. And I think, and these are my words, I think that the mayor is more of a people pleaser, and he doesn't want to ruffle the apple cart too much by making a decision. Because guess what? Inaction on one end has a half of the people pissed off. Action on the other end has another half of the people pissed off. But you have to make a decision. You said it. Commerce. A lot of the things that especially the progressives cry about, we need this, we need that, the city needs money for this, money for that, it's driven out of the city because people don't want to invest. And they're the same ones that say, well, if you're scared to come to the city, don't come to the city. Well, those dollars could help.
Anybody that says that is a fool.
Oh, yeah.
You're ignorant.
You should have seen my.
You are a buffoon. That, well, let me say this. Let me step back and say, the person, I'm not going to call the person a buffoon or an idiot, but your statement is buffoonery and it's idiotic. The statement.
And let me just say this, Coach, because I know people like to parse things the way they want to see them. And neither you or I have said we need to go out there, sweep the corners, and lock them up. No.
No.
I'm not advocating for that. But what I'm saying is, first, if you belong in school, we're going to get you in school. If your family has a problem, if your mom is on drugs, your dad is on drugs, and you are the breadwinner, we need to figure that out. We just talked about a guaranteed income program earlier, a few months ago on the show. We talked about these ARPA funds, $650 million of the American Rescue Plan. Why can't we use government to address the issues that they claim they have, and we know that some do have, and say, okay, but it won't be on the corner, and we're going to get you back in school, we're going to get you a job, but now you have to do it.
But if I'm Brandon Scott, and I'm the officials, I'm embarrassed.
Well,
I'm embarrassed. Why do I have a problem when you have cities that are to the north of you and to the south of you that haven't had that problem in 30 years or more? You should be embarrassed. Now, the final point, Sean, we're going to go to the lines. Folks, you can start calling in 410-481-1010. That's 410-481-1010. I want some infrequent callers. I want some first-time callers, okay? But let's be clear about this. And last week, we discussed what you should do when approached by a police officer. So now do we need to discuss what should you do when you're approached by a squeegee person? Yes, it was a bad decision for that individual to get out of the car. Should not have done that. But let's not make the victim, which I heard some folks do earlier, and that's their right. And if they want to call in on this show and defend it, 410-481-1010. But let's not make this guy, let's not make him the perpetrator. He should not have gotten out. Now,
Coach, hold on.
Let me finish this quick, and then I'm going to come to you, and I want your expertise on this. There is no stand-your-ground law in the state of Maryland. And what that means, and TJ, you can expound on it. If you have a gun and you're outside your home, you have to at least attempt to get away. Now, according to reports, I read that the first thing before a shot was fired, they threw a rock and hit the guy. And the guy became disoriented. And then they shot him. In the court of law, that's murder. That's what that is. So don't tell me he was defending himself. He didn't have to shoot the man. He threw the rock, according to reports. I wasn't there. But if that's true, he threw the rock. He hit the guy. The guy became dazed, and then they shot him.
Well,
yes, please, TJ.
Well, Coach, two things can be true. He shouldn't have gotten out of the vehicle and approached the group. Number one, okay, we can agree to that. Number two, all of the incidents that occurred leading up to this, meaning Senator Antonio Hayes allegedly getting hit in the head with a bottle by the squeegee people, a gun being recovered, albeit a pellet gun off of a squeegee person, and a few other incidents that I've seen occur before this 4:30 in the afternoon incident. There is an epic failure in that entire circle that allowed it to get to this point. And the fact that they were comfortable enough to pack a loaded piece in their dip and go right back to that corner that all of these arms of government were just at within the past few hours, including a state senator, shows you how much they don't care.
And but speaking of how much they don't care, the state senator, and I'm not saying he doesn't care, but it was bizarre. He didn't give out any information. And he was saying, well, I don't want to override the murder. No. No. You are a state senator. Do you know how valuable and how important that would have meant coming out of his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand the mindset. But folks, do not try to tell me that this guy was defending himself.
Yeah. And again, all of that.
In his mind, he was defending himself. But in the court of law, he's a murderer.
And in Maryland, it's a duty to retreat.
Thank you.
And, you know, like if your house was broken into and the burglar is running out and you shoot them as they run out, you're going to have to go sit in front of the state's attorney and address why you still felt threatened when the threat was leaving.
If you're in Baltimore and it's the state's attorney, you're in pretty good shape right now. Yeah.
And speaking of which, Coach, we have to talk about the state's attorney's race briefly as well. We're less than 2 weeks from voting day.
Let's do it.
Matter of fact, tomorrow is a week away from actual voting, so we have to get into that as well.
Okay. All right. 410-481-1010. We're going to come to the lines. Let's go. And look, this is an exchange. You get the first opportunity to lay out your point. If TJ or I want to interject something, that's how it is. There's no filibustering, no speeches. It's not a town hall meeting. It's a radio show. It's a talk show, exchange. Having said that, let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up. Coach's Corner with TJ Smith and the coach.
Well, Coach, you know how happy I am about my O's.
Oh, yeah.
And I predicted that back in 2019 before the pandemic hit, but I didn't think I'd lose 2 years. Coach, you was absolutely correct when you said some time ago about the squeegee problem. It's a quality of life issue. It's annoying. People do not want you brushing up against their automobile, scratching their paint. They just don't want that bother. Now, if they want to give you money, fine, but I would discourage it. If you stop giving them money, they'll stop going down there. But to have an individual down there, as you said, TJ, with a loaded handgun, that's the big danger. Not a white man riding around with a bat in the car.
That's right. That's correct. And look, I heard earlier this morning a guy called in and said, well, I don't want him near my car. That's his right.
That's right.
That is his right, okay? When you get in your car, you have to stop for lights, okay? But no one should approach your car and harass you.
That's true.
Some have said it's part of the culture. You know, the whole squeegeeing is part of the culture. You want to enter Baltimore, you got to pay that tax.
Having said that, TJ, and I'm glad you did, do you believe that the mayor feels that it's part of the culture?
I think it is decision paralysis where you don't want to upset one side or the other, because truly I believe that we're hurting these individuals long term by inaction.
Ain't no doubt. And people vote, and businesses vote with their feet. And if enough well-to-do people and enough businesses move out of Baltimore and the tax base collapses, they'll know why. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, TJ.
Thank you. All right, line available, 410-481-1010. Let's go back to the line. You're up next, Coach's Corner with TJ Smith. Yes.
Yeah, good afternoon. How y'all doing?
James.
It's James. I'm glad that Magic is back down at Camden Yards again. I'm very pleased at what I'm seeing. The squeegee kids, okay? This is a problem that not only Mayor Scott has allowed to go a long time, you have to look at Sheila, you got to look at Stephanie as well. And not only that, you have to look at the CEO of Baltimore Public Schools, which she allows 12,000 students to be passed without being able to read and write. When you look at the squeegee kids, when you take them off the street, find out how many of them have completed high school and can read and write. Now, where the Scott says that they have programs or job opportunities for these kids.
Hey, James, let me ask you this. Hey, James, did I not read or hear that as recently as last week that the mayor gave an award or accolades and praise to the job that the CEO of schools that she's doing? Did I hear that?
Yes, she did. Absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And whenever you take these kids off of the streets, which they need to be gone today or the other day or years ago, they need to be gone.
Yes.
And when you take them to try to employ them, and when you find out they're not able to read and write, look at Baltimore City Public Schools as well. Because now you have to train these individuals to read and write in order to hold a job down, to get a job. But they have to get off the corners.
Yeah, thank you, James. And to James's point, with that being the case, where we will probably find that's true, does that mean we don't do anything with them and allow them to do what they want? That means we should be wrapping the government arms around them. There are a lot of people in the city who don't need government support to live their day-to-day life. But then there are a bunch of social programs for people who do need government support.
That's right.
That is what government is for. And that is where we should be wrapping around these individuals and not leaving them to their own devices.
I would agree.
Until you do that, they have to get off the corners, man, because they are now becoming a threat to everyday motorists driving down the street, pulling their windshield wiper blades off. You have to now go and pay for that to be done. It's ridiculous. Get them off the street.
All right. Thanks, James. Point well made.
The progressives will tell you that they're only mean to you if you're mean to them. That's the only time that they.
But that's not the issue. You know what? That's not the truth. Let's put our big boy, our real world, not quote unquote with some people, Baltimore culture. That's not culture. Baltimore culture to me as an outsider is crabs and you know those marble steps. House music and things like that. Pennsylvania Avenue. Squeegeeing, that's backwards.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell people in D.C. that there's a serious problem, they're saying, what? Huh?
Yeah.
And again, what Scott, what ball game are you watching? Huh? What ball game are you watching where you bring in the CEO of schools and you praise her? You have three individuals, in my opinion, that need to go. As I always say, gots to go.
Let me hear this, Coach.
The mayor, Brandon Scott, voters gots to go. The state's attorney, Merlin Mosby, gots to go. The CEO, Sandalises, gots to go. Now, I'm going to pull back on the police commissioner because maybe his hands are tied.
Well, I think that that's pretty obvious, Coach. Like a lot, once again, even the extended politician branch of saying the police war in the corner. We have police manning these corners right now, which is pretty ridiculous, again, in my opinion. But you didn't hear any speeches from anyone that says, if you're on that corner, you're getting arrested. The police shouldn't be there because they haven't gotten the permission or opportunity. And there was another video that came out this past weekend from yesterday where a squeegee person was in the face of a police officer in the middle of the street screaming at him about whether they could be there or not. And our police officers are put in that
place. Who wants to live in a city that like that? I don't want to go to Baltimore. No offense. Now, I'll go to the county in Martins West or something like that. But don't y'all, well, no. You can invite me to something downtown Baltimore, but I ain't coming because I don't want to deal with it. All right, 410-481-1010. Let's go to the lines. And who do we have up next? All right. Talk to me. You're on the line.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Coach? How you doing,
I'm fine. Jay? Yes, sir.
Coach, you're absolutely, both of y'all are hitting on all cylinders, as usual. What I just wanted to add was that the claim of self-defense from the shooter now, I believe when the reports of the video came out and what initially happened kind of deaded that theory of self-defense, because even though the driver had crossed the eight lanes to get towards the squeegee boys, it said that the squeegee boys came towards him. So that right there killed the self-defense, because if he had time to run away after he shot him, he had time to run away before he shot him when they was coming towards him. Another thing I wanted to also say too is just that, you know, like you're saying, there's a lot of us that are saying that, well, he should not have got out the car. If we're going to look at any, if we're trying to solve any solution or solve any problem, you start from the root of the problem. The root of the problem was that the squeegee boys were on the corner illegally. And so that's how you initially would solve any issue, is getting to the root.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, man. You bring up a good point about them being on the corner and that their duty to retreat if they saw a threat. Now, Coach, I haven't heard anything about the shooter having been identified. And this particular line of work, because some call them squeegee workers, I don't know if you can go to the squeegee corporate office and pull employment records and find out who was manning the corner.
That'd be
a pretty simple thing. Yeah. You go into a place of employment and this employee shot somebody. Okay,
that's
we know
right.
Who it is. Here's their work permit and everything. And here's the information. Go get them.
Squeegee workers. All right, 410-481-1010. Let's go back to the lines. Who we have up next? D, you're on the air, Coach's Corner with TJ Smith.
Yeah, good afternoon. For my vote, Ms. Mosey needs to stay. And I'm a homeowner and a Baltimore City taxpayer. For my vote, Ms. Mosey needs to stay. Now, I will agree with you on this. You and TJ on this. For safety reasons, I believe at this point, yes, the boys need to stop squeezing on the corners. Although, it always happens, the negative always outweigh the positive, because there's a lot of good guys out there that won't do that and very respectful. But for safety reasons on both sides, yeah, I'm coming down with it. It just finally has to stop. Ms. Mosley, go. I don't know what you talk about, Coach. You know what I mean? But Ms. Mosley needs to stay.
No, all right, well, that's your opinion, and you have a chance to cast your vote if you haven't already. And also, if the polls don't get her, the feds may get her. Okay.
Wait a minute, brother.
Are you there?
All right, D must have dropped off, but yeah, I mean, look, that's his opinion, and
it's right.
Bad that it's a very casual. All right, well, now the safety thing. After, I mean, this is not like, you know, it blew up this mushroom cloud of somebody being murdered, but this has been an issue for years. So the safety aspect of it has been there. The boys, people running through traffic has been there. It's people that don't want to believe it and turn it all into this racial thing, where I've seen a lot of black women come forward, and I think that's the key demo that has to speak up and say,
TJ, look, I'm not from Baltimore. I have so many dear friends. I included you as one. But some of them, well, not my friends, but some of the people, I don't understand the mindset. How can you even look at a person standing on a corner, spraying a window, brushing it off, when cars have wiper blades and a mechanism for windshield wiper fluid to come in? Now, if you're selling water or if you're selling fruit, then that's fine.
Which are good hustles that we still need to teach how to get the proper license, how to make sure you don't end up in a tax situation for the money you've earned. We are cheating these kids out of reality.
Yes, we are.
Because that is not reality. And real life is hard. Getting up to be to work at 9 a.m. is hard. Getting up when you want to go is much different.
And Mayor Scott, if your people are listening, and you may be listening, what in the hell are you waiting on? Get them off the street. And folks, if he doesn't get them off the street, and this is still an issue this time next year, y'all know what to do. Vote him out! Let's go back to the lines.
Coach, you're on fire today.
Hey, man, look, somebody has to speak the truth.
I get it.
Has to speak the truth for the people that want to hear the truth. All right, 410-481-1010. Who's up next? Bernadette, you're in the coach's corner with TJ Smith.
Yeah, well, Coach, I'm a Baltimore County resident. Please stay out of Baltimore County. That's number one. Number two, my issue is I don't want to sleep the kids on the road. They don't bother me. I tell them no, thank you. They keep rolling. But all I hear about is these squeegee kids. These freaking panhandlers get on my nerves. Both of them are an obstruction. So if you're going to remove the squeegee kids, talk about these white people. I don't care if you say I'm making it a race issue. I want all of them off the road.
All right, that's fair. Bernadette, it is a dialogue, and now I'm going to interrupt.
You did not allow me to finish my point.
Well, I'm going to let you finish. Hold up. I'm in charge here now. Okay, now I'm going to let you finish.
Jesus, boy.
Yep. I'm in charge on these airways from 1 to 2.
Honey, I'm going to put you in charge for right now because I want to make my point. But you go ahead, sir.
No. I'm going to let you make your point, okay? But I'm going to interject. I agree with you that panhandling, period, is illegal, okay? But you've got to get these squeegee people off the street. Now, give them alternative means for employment. For those who want to work, it could be a car wash, it could be detailing, it could be whatever. Give them the opportunity. Once you provide that opportunity, Bernadette, then they will not be allowed to be on the street. Now,
put your money where your mouth is. Pick some of them up. Take them to the car wash. Take them wherever so they can go to work. Number two.
That's for your mayor to do, Bernadette.
Every time the police remove these people from the street, do not be out hooping and hollering and yelling at the police because they're doing their job. And I do not feel that the police should be roughing anybody up, but they do need to get them off the street.
My mayor is doing just fine.
Nobody had any problems. I've been in the city 10 years. This problem has been a problem since I've been in the city. You didn't have all them white folks that ain't done nothing about it. Montgomery even stole every dime up out of Baltimore City. I'm surprised there's still money to be stolen.
Now, whose fault is that?
And I will. I didn't vote for him.
Okay. It's the fault of the voters.
And I'm not voting for whomever this O'Malley is that's getting up in there now. And everybody, and I agree with the man that called about Marilyn Mosby. I stand behind her.
You stand behind her and you get what you deserve.
Thank you,
Bernadette. Thanks for the call.
Listen,
I will never tell people that they're wrong for voting for who they want to vote for. But unlike some shows, you know, you can't talk about registered voting and you got to vote and don't mention their candidate. Well, you know, some people say, yeah, I'm going to vote. Well, who the hell I'm voting for? Go ahead, TJ.
I want to get back to the lines. It speaks to the passion with this issue. But again, I hear people just, you know, the police shouldn't be responsible for getting them off the corner when we're talking about if it's an issue that we want to be non-criminal. We can't have it both ways. There are
arms
that can handle this.
And pick them up and take them.
That means it's going to be a problem where we're getting towards that criminality. And that's a last resort. I don't think that they need to be arrested until they say, hell no, we won't go. I'm staying on this corner through hell or high water, and the only thing that's going to get me off is a police officer. After they've been given every opportunity to go back to school, work, have the food that they need, have the resources that they need to survive. And that's what government should
set a low bar with some people, not all, but it's a low bar of thinking. All right. And then, you know, to say, well, pick them up and take them. Huh?
Yeah. And you know what?
Get real.
Real quick, Coach.
Yes.
I want to transition really quickly. We want to stay on the squeegee topic, but because the state's attorney has been mentioned multiple times. We have three state's attorneys candidates in the Democratic primary coming up. Tharuvik Narajah, Avin Bates, and Marilyn Mosby. We know that Marilyn Mosby has the federal charges coming up in September for the trial. We don't know what the outcome of that's going to be, but it's an unknown. We now know that Tharuvik Narajah, last week, 15 different people came forward. Katie Dolan was the one who kind of led the charge. She came forward 2 years ago in 2020, but she didn't come out as much as she did now about how abusive he was as a leader. And these are reports that are in the Baltimore Sun. It was a very detailed article. And now it brings in the question, because this is a guy who was on a Project Veritas video where he was captured giving away secrets or whatever to the Attorney General's office when he worked there. Then, of course, in 2019, the body-worn camera when he was with the woman on Green Mount at 1 in the morning, and that was still kind of unexplained. And now these allegations of abuse. My point in bringing it up is we once again have these things swirling around that could be severe. And then you have Ivan Bates, who, whether you like him or not, he's a defense attorney, and that seems to be the most baggage that he, quote, brings to the table, where there's serious baggage on the other two, where people have these really strong opinions about who they're going to vote for. We saw Tharuvik today release some plan about the squeegee situation. Is it opportunistic, or is it a real plan? Is he running for a state's attorney, mayor, whatever? It's state's attorney's race. He has something to say about that.
Well, at least he has a plan.
They have a serious choice to make, because going back to the point of policing, if they aren't going to be prosecuted, the police should not be involved, because things can go downhill from there.
All right, 410-481-1010. And speaking of Marilyn Mosby in the court, did you see now where she's going to get some funding for her defense? And that means that TJ, you will have to pay for it.
Well, last week, what I kept saying, I'm exhausted. I don't know enough about that particular point of what a defendant is entitled to, but it is, I know a lot of people have questions about that, because it makes you wonder, like, do you have to put forth your own defense? But I don't know enough about that, but it does make you ask a lot of questions.
Well, you know, she is, and most people are entitled to it. So So that's not anything that's under the table.
Are you entitled to it because you can't afford it, or are you entitled to it because it's your inalienable right? And
it should be some stipulations or qualifications. I don't understand someone making close $300,000 is entitlement, but it was ruled she'll get it, but she's got to pay it back.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know it was a payback.
Yeah, she's got to pay it back from my understanding. If I'm wrong, y'all tell me. And Mosby's, as reported recently, they have a propensity of not paying stuff back on time. All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, you're up next. Coach's Corner with T.J. Smith. Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Coach?
I'm all right. Talk to me.
All right, how you doing, Mr. TJ? Hey, listen.
Good afternoon.
Who has authorities to take these kids off the street? Who has that authority?
Well, it's already in the legislative book. It just has to be enforced. But when the mandate comes down that if the police acted on it, we're not going to do anything, we're not going to prosecute, it kind of stops it. Similar to like the loitering and some of the other low-level crimes that are still on city and state books.
Right. I ask you that because when you get a man shot, whether he was right or wrong, in the heart of downtown, they should have locked all that down. Them kids should never be back out there.
I agree.
Until one of them come to the table and say, "Hey, Johnny over here did it." Somehow they should have locked that down.
Well, I think Mark, your point is well taken, and I think if the mayor, police commissioner, and state's attorney, and several legislators, city and state, came and had a press conference, they said, it's over, we're enforcing the laws on the books, they would be granted the opportunity to do that. And I still don't necessarily agree with it without providing them the opportunity to get out. You go in with the Office of African American Engagement. You go in with Baltimore City School System. You go in with the Department of Social Services. There are so many different facets, workforce development, and you give them every opportunity to go. As those opportunities present themselves, then the police can back off, and it becomes a non-police and non-criminal issue.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mark.
All right, let's keep rolling. Let's go to Lee. Lee, you're up next in the Coach's Corner with T.J. Smith.
What's up, Coach? What's going on, T.J.?
Good afternoon.
Hey, Coach, I told you about a year ago, I knew you was going to come back like Jordan wearing the 4-5. I knew it was coming. But look, I'm going to make it real simple. I hope everybody can hear me nice and clear. I don't blame no public officials for these squeegee kids. I blame the citizens of Baltimore City. I'm going to tell you why. And this is how you get the squeegee kids off the corner or off the streets or whatever. Stop giving them money. It's that simple. Stop giving them money and they'll move themselves off the street. It's that simple. It's just like somebody keep asking you for money, trying to borrow money from you. If you keep turning down, eventually it's going to stop asking you, right? Right or wrong.
But I agree with your concept, but here's the problem that I have with that concept is that it's the officials, the mayor, whoever he or she is at the time, they have to have the rationale, the common sense, and the guts to take them off the street.
But don't put it on
the people.
But as I was saying, Coach, the people, 100% of the people don't agree with you. And that's the problem. You have people make up Venmo and Cash App cards for these youngsters out there so that if you didn't have dollars on you, you could scan it. And we've seen stories allegedly defrauding people. So this is almost a 50-50 proposition. You have 50% of people who say get them off the street and then another 50 that are going to continue to feed it.
What I'm saying is I hear a lot of people saying that they want the squeegee kids off the street. They don't like them running up to their car. They don't. Well, if you're saying all this, stop giving them money and they'll disperse. They won't be there anymore. You won't see a squeegee kid or I guarantee you won't see
You're exactly right, but that won't ever happen because that population of people is a finite group.
But
the other group of people who want to give them.
Get a damn job.
All right, thanks, Lee. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, Coach. All right.
But you know, again, I just don't like taking the weight and putting it on you and I and the citizens, where the people who get paid to be in charge aren't in charge.
To make tough decisions.
All right, 410-481-1010. We got time to get some calls in, and we're going to continue to roll. And we have Joe. Joe, you up next?
Yeah, how you doing, Coach and TJ? Good show today. Well, let me just say this, and I'm talking about back in the 70s. When I worked, we had summer jobs with the city. I used to work what was called, used to be called the Fun Wagon, where we used to go around neighborhoods and have board games, games and stuff for people to play that didn't have things, you know, stuff for them to do. They had jobs where youth would go out with the Department of Maintenance to help clean the streets. Today, we don't have nothing. There's nothing for these young people to do.
It's summer jobs. They had a summer job program, and it goes back to the point of a lot of the young people that ultimately get the summer jobs, the kids that are in school and need something to do for the summer. Should this group of squeegee people have, quote, first right of refusal on a summer job? And I'm being nice by saying right of refusal. No, well, here's the opportunity for you to get on the path to employment.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but we got to do something to get them off of there. I mean, I'm like this. All these millions of dollars that flowed into Baltimore City, you're not going to tell me that you can't get money to the Department of Public Works. Let's round these young people up. This Baltimore City is filthy. You
need
brooms and dustpans in hand and clean this thing. Now, I'm going to be on an advocate for the squeegees. You know, these squeegees, they want their money today. They're not going to work 2 weeks in a hole for a paycheck. Man, is there some way we could do the work out where they can get, if you do this work today, we'll pay you.
Yes. Joe, I'm in 100% in favor of that. But you need, in order for that to happen, you need innovative, enthusiastic politicians with guts. Okay.
And I agree with you, Coach. And like I said, and if we don't sit, I'm blaming the leadership of Baltimore City. They know what's going on. Brandon Scott was supposed to have a plan. He has no plan. And I don't mean no harm. If I was a city resident, he got to go.
I agree.
Have a good one, gentlemen.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010. If you've been trying to get through, here's your opportunity, and let's go to Rashid. Rashid, you're up next.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Good afternoon, TJ.
Good afternoon,
like,
sir.
As far as the squeezy boys, I don't give them no money no more, because they squeezy two blocks away from my house. I offered them an opportunity to come cut my grass. They said, we're all right.
And see, those are viable jobs. You know, form a landscaping business during the summer, during the winter, snow removal. But how can any grown person, Rashid, justify and support squeegeeing?
Hey, Coach.
That is so damn backwards, y'all. Come on.
Coach, you know Miss Kim Trueheart. I'm sure her name's come up a million times. She took a group of young people that were on the corner squeegeeing up to Cecil County, I believe it was, and they had transportation, food, they were getting paid, learning and doing landscaping. And she said she just watched it just dwindle off, and they dropped off, and ultimately they were all gone. Again, it's hard to do the right thing. And I don't want anyone to mistake it. I don't think Coach or I are advocating for this harsh penalty. And we're not, you know, saying they don't have a lot of things going on in their life. But to sit and negotiate how you're going to get paid and when, and you don't have any skills and you're not willing to learn any, nah, that's not how life works. What are we creating? What are you going to be when you're 35? Come on, we can't do that.
Not only that, TJ, they have training programs out there for the youngsters.
Plenty. All right, Rashid, man. Hey, thanks for calling as always.
You have to want it. You have to do it.
You got to want it. You got to do it. But where is the leadership? I mean, folks, do you understand how bad your leadership is? Go to other cities. Every city has crime and problems, but not to the extent of Baltimore. And you deserve better. Baltimore once was the mecca, an example of what strong political leadership was about. And now it is the pits. It's the armpit. That's how bad some of them are. And some of y'all treat them like celebrities. You want to take selfies with them. You want to pose with them. They work for you. Stop it. Let's go to Diane. Diane, you're up next. Coach's Corner with T.J. Smith.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Coach?
Good.
Man, Coach, you just went. Man, you just threw something right there at us. We got to think about that. You know, these are our children, whether we born them or not.
Mm-hmm.
They are our children. I don't know if you know this, Coach. The former mayor, before she got in trouble, she had a program, and TJ, you might have knew about this, where she was going to take the squeegee kids up there on North and McCullough Street, right? It's an old service place.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to renovate that and put money up in there for a car wash for them. No other mayor picked that up, Coach and TJ. Why didn't they pick that plan up? It was already there. And all she had to do, all they had to do is pick it up and carry it on. It was money in there. They had business people behind that in Baltimore City because they wanted to see it thrive.
Diane, for the sake of time, I got to go, but point well made. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go see if we can get one or two more. And let's see, Tyrone, you're up next. Coach's Corner.
Yeah, I have an idea. Why don't we open concentration camps and put the squeegee kids there?
What do you mean by that, Tyrone? What do you mean by that?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you usually do when you have a degree of hatred for a certain group of people. That's
No. I'm not going to let you do that.
Mm-hmm. Now,
no, I'm not going to let you do that. There's no hatred towards individuals. It's more love to raise the bar.
Right, I got you.
But Tyrone's provocative. He knows what he's doing. He's provocative, and he knows.
That's all right, and I am too.
That's true.
Come on, Tyrone.
They turn away thousands of kids every year for summer jobs. Okay, so all these jobs y'all talking about they got, you know, Antonio Hayes brought that to the fore. They turned out 4,000 kids that wanted jobs from summer jobs. The ones that let it work, they let work 5 weeks. Now, when I was a kid, just like one of the calls said, I picked up trash in the white community, and then I cut weeds in the white community for summer job. I needed that summer job. I was one of those poor kids, all right? Now, they don't have shoes shining and all that. You got patent leather shoes. They don't have all this other stuff we said. We just give out bottles. Bottles are plastic now. Newspapers are delivered by grown-ups. Okay, so these.
But there are occupations, Tyrone. There are occupations that are useful. What they're doing, it's not useful. It's stupidity. Tyrone, real quick. Let me finish my point here.
That's 50% unemployment rate for young black males in Sandtown, Winchester right now. And 200,000 of the best jobs in Baltimore go to people that don't live in Baltimore.
All right, Tyrone, real quick. And if you're telling me these are jobs that you don't need any sort of education, degree, or whatever for them, we're failing them by connecting them to it. But I want to ask you a question.
Yes, yes.
You put forth a complaint about people not liking it. So is it your suggestion that we just let them be and do nothing? What do you say we do in the immediate right now? What do we do?
My suggestion is we stop hating on them and try to find solutions. Real solutions.
No.
Okay, Tyrone. Bottom line: should they be on the street squeegeeing? Yes or no?
No, they should be engaged in gainful employment, but we're not doing that for them. So that's all they have.
I agree with that. All right. So now that's on the leadership of the city, correct?
I'll make one prediction. If another white man get out of the car and try to beat somebody to death with a baseball bat, he would get shot too.
Hey, Tyrone, how crazy is that? How crazy is that? Get off my show.
You won't let him
get off my show with that foolishness, man. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on. Listen. That man, listen, I have no tolerance for foolishness. Call somebody else's show that's going to co-sign to that. Do not listen. Hold it just for a second. The man should not have gotten out of the car.
Not at all.
Okay, and we agree with that. But do not turn the shooter into a hero. He's a damn coward. He's a murderer. Find him and lock his ass up.
Well, Coach, let me say this. I know a number of people who work in workforce development, the We Are Us movement, et cetera, who work tirelessly to patch people with jobs. I am not going to allow Tyrone to say that they're failing. Some of these people aren't eligible to work because they should be in school, and some don't want to. And we want to ignore that fact.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Train them up to get them there, then let's put the resources behind it to do it. We continue to make this a problem instead of solve it.
I agree. All right, Sean, do we have time for one more? All right, Dante, 30 seconds, my brother.
Quick. How y'all doing today, Coach, Mr. TJ? What are we going to do now? Like I said, I got an opportunity. The mayor could go get a van for $12,000. I just looked it up, a 2014 express van, pick up all the squeegee kids. Take them to wherever y'all need to take them at so they could get a job or whatever program you got set up for them and move forward. I do not suggest just throwing them off the corner so they could just go to the wayside. You know what I mean? And like you said, the man was wrong for getting out the car, swinging that bat, because that is an attempted murder. Mr. TJ, you know that, and Coach, you know that. That was an attempt murder, and unfortunately he did get murdered. I'm not condoning it in any way, shape, or form, but the way they painted it on the other channels is basically like all the squeegee kids are a bunch of thugs, worthless.
Well, not all of them, but listen, I will never say all, okay?
Yeah, of course.
But too many of them are thugs, and they need to be off the
bat. I swear to God, I just gave one of them some money. Just talk to him, ask him, is you trying to get a job? He said, yeah, I gave my number, so on and so forth. So, like I said, I'm gonna do the case study myself. And I'll let y'all know later on this week. If he called me,
appreciate you, man.
Help. Y'all have a good day.
Indeed. Appreciate what you're doing.
Now, this is so hot. TJ, you want to continue this on Facebook?
Yeah, let's see if we can try to get the Facebook going. And TJ Smith Social on Facebook page. Let's see if we can get it up a little after 2 and continue the conversation, you and I, on camera.
Absolutely. Well, folks, thank you for joining us. And again, I really want to thank our sponsors. A Step Forward. Hey, the Brown Contracting, check them out. And, hey, Shooting for Peace. Shooting for Peace. And check us out next Monday at the same time. And look, folks, this show may not be for everybody, okay? Because we are not dressing it up. We're not putting tenderizer on it. We're not sweetening it. We're giving it to you like it is. And if you can handle it, great. And if you can't, that's on you. But again, check out our sponsors, J&W Brown, 410-728-5000, and A Step Forward, 410-462-6001. We'll see you next Monday. Lying on the sidewalk, sleeping in the rain.